It's that time of year, the Pro Farmers Midwest Crop Tour, where more than 100 crop scouts counted corn kernels and soybean pods during an annual tour through fields across the U.S. Midwest. Bloomberg's Agriculture America's team leader, James Atwood, joins me from Santiago to discuss the findings. So I understand there's been some drama on the tour with the USDA pulling out its staff. What exactly happened there? Apparently a government employee was threatened?
That's right. We're hearing that the threat came from somebody that wasn't involved directly in the tour, but nevertheless, the agency's taken the decision as a precaution to withdraw its staff. And we're hearing while the itinerary of the tour is carrying on as normal, the security measures are being lifted. Now, this is all part of frustrations that farmers are feeling in the Midwest. And farmers are getting hit from all sides. Years of low prices, now the trade war with China, which has eroded demand for products such as soybeans, other government policy, which is hurting them, and now this disruptive weather, relentless rain during the planting season, which has slowed things down, which is also making forecasting of crops very difficult, and we're seeing a backlash from farmers against the USDA estimates that came out recently.
Very interesting. So I want to take a look at what the tour has revealed. So what did crop scouts find in terms of what fields are in the best and worst shape? And I also want you to tell me just how much damage one of the wettest planting seasons on record has actually caused.
Well, generally, the findings have been broadly in line with expectations. I mean, those expectations were for yields to be behind last year's record levels, which signals smaller harvests. The big feature is the unevenness of the weather. I mean, in some states, such as South Dakota, the impact has been quite severe and the prospects are grim. In other states, such as Nebraska, we're seeing that the prospects are brighter. There's even a chance in some areas for yields and therefore for supply to be even greater than last year. But overall, the weather has dimmed the outlook for both planted areas and yields across the board.
Now, this tour is critical in the sense it can really reveal who is on the right and wrong side of trades. So earlier this month, we saw hedge funds cut their bullish bets on corn to an 11-week low. So how are money managers likely going to react to this data now moving forward?
Well, as I mentioned, the uncertainties in the farming belt are unprecedented, and the weather is a big part of that. That means that calling the market is particularly difficult, not only for the USDA and farmers, but also for investors. I mean, who's on the right and wrong side of the trades will largely be determined by the weather, what happens with the weather from now until the harvest time. So plenty of sunshine will allow those sort of immature crops which were planted late to mature, and the impact of the late planting will be minimized. That, of course, would help those bearish bets. But further swings in the weather and early frosts would squeeze supply and therefore vindicate the bulls.
Well, we'll have to see how that all plays out. James, thanks very much for joining me. This is one of the topics we're watching in commodities for the week ahead. In New York, I'm Jessica Summers.